How do we express our love to others? And what indications that others will say that we love them? So there are many ways we can express our love for others. But I would like to focus on one thing. To love is to follow and keep the word of love. This is our gospel reading for today. Jesus Christ reveals to us the confidence with which he wants to impart to us the unbreakable relationship with God our Father, through him and with him. He said, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." He loves us and he showed and gave that to us. His life, his suffering, his death and resurrection were not only accounts of events, but the reality of love and total self-giving for us to experience God the Father's love and mercy. He speaks his and the Father's love to us and manifested that through his example, because he knew love surpasses all. Love is stronger than death itself. According to St. Augustine, God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. His love is genuine, real, true, authentic, and forever, like the love of a lover for his or her beloved, or the greatest love and care of a mother for her child. That's why we pray for all mothers yesterday as we celebrate Mother's Day. The mother's love is awesome, amazing, remarkable, and great. They will do everything for their children. If we experience and are experiencing that to our mothers, how much more the love of Jesus and God the Father to us. Not only that, we heard also in our gospel, Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." So the Holy Spirit will guide us and teach us the way so that we can be instruments of healing, care, love, and forgiveness. So God is with us now and forever because God loves us so much. Now, it is our turn to show, give, and live that love for others. As St. John Paul II once said, "The fire of God's love, like any big fire, spreads on contact. One tree ignites the next one, and that sets the next ablaze. A tiny spark can set a whole forest alight." That's what a soul in love with God can do, and what Jesus is longing for. So my sisters and brothers, love today and always, and set the world ablaze with love. Amen.